The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And where exactly do you live, Mr. Dawson?
Well, right now my address is the RMS Titanic. After that, I'm on God's good humor.
And how is it you have means to travel?
I work my way from place to place. You know, tramp steamers and such. But I won my ticket on Titanic here at a lucky hand at poker. A very lucky hand.
All life is a game of luck.
A real man makes his own luck, Archie. Right, Dawson?
And you find that sort of rootless existence appealing, do you?
Well, yes, ma'am, I do. I mean, got everything I need right here with me. Got air in my lungs and a few blank sheets of paper. I mean, I love waking up in the morning not knowing what's going to happen or who I'm going to meet, where I'm going to wind up. Just the other night, I was sleeping under a bridge, and now here I am on the grandest ship in the world having champagne with you fine people. I'll take some of that.
I'll take some more of that, he says, as he reaches for the champagne. Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic, which won the Oscar for Best Picture back in 1997. Now, that's the most important Oscar because it honours the collective enterprise of the film, the cast, the crew, scriptwriter, producer, the lot. And that's our theme this week on Inside Hollywood. Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media, is going to look at the big winners at the Oscars over the years. Lisa, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Because if the Oscars are Hollywood's, I suppose, biggest night, then Best Picture is the crown jewel, essentially. So not only does it celebrate a single performance and, of course, the ensemble cast, but it really is the entire year what has really stood out in terms of film. Yeah. So funnily, people think, oh, Best Actress, Best Actor, of course, they're absolutely vital and very important. But the Best Picture Award is the one that really seals the deal. And
does everybody, the best boy, the key grip, the cameraman, the lighting director, they all feel this is our movie.
Oh, absolutely. And when you notice at the awards at the very last, because it's the last award of the night, will we ever forget, of course, that faux pas that happened many moons ago when it was given to the wrong movie, Moonlight. But, you know, it's where people... careers can change overnight, you know, receive box office numbers, a resurgence and not only views to that movie again, but it locks kind of a movie into film history. And that's, I suppose, what we're trying to look at today, yeah.
Now, you have given me a list of the big, big winners. Titanic, where we played that clip, 11 Oscars.
I mean, that's phenomenal. I even remember that because I was doing my Leaving Cert in 1996 and I remember thinking, wow, that's a lot of Oscars at the time. You know, it tied the all-time Oscar record and became the highest grossing film at that particular time, of course. I think what's really interesting about Titanic is I've watched it 100 times. I'm sure you have. It comes on at every holiday, every Christmas, every kind of special occasion. But I think it's just, you know, it swept all the categories, but also, you know, history has been made at the time because so much was talked about in terms of James Cameron and his pedantic nature in making the film. And Kate Winslet had spoken out about how cold she was, the chemistry between the two as well.
Yeah, they didn't expect to win. LA Confidential was the one everyone was watching, which, by the way, is a brilliant movie.
Oh, it's brilliant. And it's sometimes at the Oscars, you know yourself, you're kind of, you know, reaching and wanting for a movie to win. And then there's a bit of a surprise. I mean, there has to be some surprises on the night of the Oscars. And the only surprise I hope that isn't going to happen at this year's Oscars is that Jessie doesn't win. I really hope she wins. But there is sometimes weird ones that you're like, that wouldn't have been my choice, you know?
Now, I mentioned 11 Oscars for Titanic, 11 Oscars for a 1959 movie, Ben-Hur.
Yeah, Ben-Hur. I was actually going to put that one in today because I love the movie and it held the Oscar record solo for 44 years. And on Oscar night, which is obviously a very special night, the MGM executives reportedly sat stunned as the wins and wins rolled in. I think this is an epic achievement when it comes to filmmaking. You know, 1959, it was actually a brilliant movie, year for movie making as well, but the presenter at the time had to pause between all the announcements because the applauses and the applauses wouldn't stop.
Now that movie, like many big blockbusters of the era, had an intermission.
It had an intermission. Well, similar to Gone with the Wind, of course, which is all gone now. Nobody does that anymore. But that's how you could make those beautiful movies that were 4 hours long. I mean, you know, Peter Jackson talks about the sadness of the commercial break in movies being gone. I think Spielberg loves to do it. And Martin Scorsese, he loves a long film as well. So The Chariot Race took 5 weeks to film there and 15,000 extras were used in Ben-Hur.
Now, there are so many craft awards that, you know, add up to the grand total. But sometimes there's what you'd call a big five sweep. These would be the key. And I want to go to this clip next because it's the one that won the big five sweep.
good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor white trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What is your father dear? Is he a coal miner? Does he stink of the land? You know how quickly the boys found you, all those tedious, sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars, while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the end.
You see a lot, Doctor. But are you strong enough to point that high-powered perception at yourself? What about it? Why don't you look at yourself and write down what you see? And maybe you're afraid to.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. You fly back to school now, little Starling. Fly.
The odious Hannibal Lecter is played by Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, it's a great clip, that one. And of course, you know, Silence of the Lambs, 1991, won 5 Oscars, the big 5 sweep, as you said. It was a historic moment because it's the only horror film to ever win Best Picture. It was quite sad, really. But the trivia, of course, behind it is that Hopkins there in that particular clip and other, he only blinked less than 10 times on screen. And I mean, obviously picking these clips, I mean, that performance just does it
but
for
also,
me all
he
the
was
time,
on screen
always.
For a very short time.
He was. I'm actually reading his biography at the moment. I got it for Christmas because my husband as well, she's from the town near from where Hopkins was, Port Talbot. But it's based on, you know, Hannibal Lecter's voice is based on mechanical breathing. It's an incredible character, but the film itself is so well crafted. So well done to Silence of the Lambs, 1991. Audiences gasped.
The first horror movie ever to get such awards.
Yeah, it was a jaw-dropping moment for sure.
Fantasy, Lord of the Rings, 2003, 11 awards.
Yeah, 11 awards. And you know what? It's finally taken seriously by the Academy. I think people got annoyed because, you know, Lord of the Rings and Return of the King, that's 2003. That's the one that won the 11 Oscars. It won every category it was nominated for, which is totally unheard of. That just doesn't happen in the Oscars, really. And cast, you know, they kind of cried openly in the audience. But really, it was Peter Jackson who joked backstage and said, it's like getting a knighthood for the Hobbits, which I thought was a great line. You
now,
know?
There
wonderful
are
director.
Movies you mightn't think got the huge Oscars, but 9 for The English Patient in 1996. West Side Story, well, that was a stunning
musical piece,
movie.
Yeah. 1961 version, of course. Yes.
Obviously, that won 10. Let's see what else. Gone with the Wind, 1939, it won 8.
Yeah, now I have actually talked about Gone with the Wind a lot on this particular slot. It's one of my favourite movies, and I always urge people, you know, obviously everyone loves watching modern films, so go back, watch Ben-Hur, watch Gone with the Wind. It's beautifully crafted. It's legendary because, you know, it's the highest grossing film ever made still, but Hattie McDaniel became the first black actor to win an Oscar, and sadly she was forced to sit at a segregated table at the ceremony. But that didn't take away from the wonder of what Gone with the Wind is, and in terms of the film itself, but over 1,400 actresses auditioned for Scarlett,
now,
of course.
Unlikely winner, 8 Oscars for Slumdog Millionaire, and it mightn't have made it to cinema.
Yeah, do you remember that movie when it came out, 2008? Yeah. And it was kind of a surprise hit, a sleeper hit, as we would call it. And Danny Boyle, what an incredible director. And he jumped out of his seat when the Best Picture was announced, and they, of course, party till dawn. But it's very much the underdog story. Sometimes they don't ever, I suppose, give a nod to the films that are slightly on the indie side, and Slumdog Millionaire just swept the boards that year. So well done to them.
No. Amadeus won 8 in 1984, and a very entertaining movie, I have to say. Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
6 Oscars.
6
Does Oscar. It stand the test of time? We'll have a listen to this clip.
Yeah.
Don't ever let anybody tell you they're better than you, Forrest. If God intended everybody to be the same, he'd have given us all braces on our legs.
Mom always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them.
We lived about a quarter mile off Route 17, about half mile from the town of Greenbow, Alabama. That's in the county of Greenbow. Our house had been in Mama's family since her grandpa's grandpa's grandpa had come across the ocean about 1,000 years ago, something like that. Since it was just me and Mama and we had all these empty rooms, Mama decided to let those rooms out. Mostly the people passing through, like from Oh, Mobile, Montgomery, place like that. That's how me and Mama got money. Mama was a real smart lady.
Remember what I told you, Forrest. You're no different than anybody else is.
Did you hear what I said, Forrest? You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Your boy's different, Ms. Gump. His IQ's 75.
Well, we're all different, Mr. Hancock.
Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump and Sally Field as his mother when he was a young lad in the movie.
Absolutely. You know, Forrest Gump is that kind of movie that I think it's for everyone. It's a family movie, but it always brings tears to my eyes. I think there's moments in that movie that are just beyond beautiful.
It's interesting when I haven't seen it for ages, but they used digital technology to insert Forrest into all these incredible moments in American history.
That's right. John Lennon, JFK.
So I suspect it would be done even more realistically with the technology available today, but it was groundbreaking.
It was groundbreaking. And you know, the feather that comes up at the end, that was kind of CGI, the first of its kind at that time. And I said, that's 1994, Pat. I said, that must be 22 years ago. And you said, it's 32 years ago. I'm dropping a lot of decades as I go. But it kind of defined 90s cinema at the time. And it beat Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption. Also wonderful movies, you know, of that time. But Tarantino's supporters were furious. They boycotted the movie because they thought it was just kind of, you know, kind of childlike in a fantasy movie. But it's beautifully done, beautifully done.
Now, I look back at some of the other movies that I remember and know to be great, The Godfather in 72 only won three.
It only won three, but then you have to remember at the time, that is 1972, they weren't handing them out like Smarties like they were as we come into the 90s. It changed Hollywood forever, of course. The Godfather, you know, Marlon Brando refused his Oscar. We've had this on the show as well. And the speech was partly booed, of course, by those who were very disgusted by the fact that he refused his Oscar. But Pacino was nearly fired on the movie. Again, something we've delved into over the years I've been on Inside Hollywood. But what always gets me is that Ryan O'Neill was considered instead of Al Pacino as the lead. That would never have worked. But The Godfather remains one of the steadfast pinnacles of film history. Really.
And one of my favourite movies of all time, Casablanca, 1943.
Yeah.
Just three Oscars.
I know, but one of the most beloved, indeed. And it wasn't expected to win. You know, war-themed dramas at the time dominated that year, but I really think it was just one of the most beautifully crafted movies. I watched it in the Stella, actually, who do some old reruns, and it's a really beautiful experience. If you ever get to watch some old classics, go and enjoy
interesting trivia from that the ending wasn't actually known until the last day of filming. No one knew what was going to happen.
No, that's right. I don't think they were given the scripts until literally the last moment. But of course, it is the most iconic scene. Everybody knows the last line, you know. Here's looking at you, kid.
Or was it the beginning of a beautiful friendship?
Friendship, exactly, yes. No, was, exactly.
Yeah, Louis. Sam... Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
He wasn't actually playing the piano at the time as well. So, you know, like when you think about the Oscars and all the different things, I mean, there's so many movies here. They're going through all my head. I'm thinking of Chicago, that won six Oscars. You mentioned as well, not only Forrest Gump, but something that I didn't think would be Gladiator, won five Oscars at the time.
Parasite, 2019, the first foreign language film ever to win Best Picture.
Yeah, and you know, funny, when we talk about which ones we love, wouldn't be one of my favourites. I didn't really realise it would swoop the boards, as they say. But I think, you know, Lord of the Rings, Return of the Kings is one of the great ones that won that year in 2003. And Casablanca, as you mentioned, such a beautiful film.
Well, Oscar nominations will be announced tomorrow. And on that note, Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.